except for the snapshot.
Snapshot Wednesday, brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And I know, Steve, you're going to like this one. Mm-hmm. We are highlighting another full-size truck. This is a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive crew cab LTZ with only 42,000 miles.
Wow, that is right in the sweet spot. And I warned you people, very recently he had a beautiful silverish GMC half-ton pickup.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I knew that was going to be gone fast. The same thing's going to happen with this truck. You get a truck that's a couple of years old, that's in excellent shape. You simply can't do better than that. I love the looks of this one.
Oh, yeah, I believe before the weekend is done, we'll see a picture on Tony's website that says, so-and-so standing near their new white Chevy Silverado. Congratulations. And maybe that could be you. So if you want to learn more, go to tonysfairwayauto.com.
I love the website. He does a great job. Some car folks just put like a couple of pictures. He puts several pictures so you can get a really good sense of what the vehicle's all about.
I always laughed at that. He puts, there are so many pictures of each vehicle. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You really see every inch of it.
Indeed.
All right. So Mike got a grand slam.
Yes, I did.
Remember what I told you. You don't have to tell me that. Just tell me when he doesn't get a grand slam.
Okay.
But as Paul may have mentioned to you just before we started the program, we both believe that you also will pull out a grand slam today.
Ooh, I appreciate your confidence. We'll wait and see.
All right. Here we go. Snapshot number one.
Kind of a full orchestra thing. I think I know what it is. I think we're turning back the hands of time with Cher.
Cher, yes, very nice. If I could turn back time, excellent. All right, moving on to snapshot number two.
Another kind of orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me do it again for you.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is from a guy slash group. I could never really figure out their appeal other than they were kind of bizarre. I never really got into the music. I think that's Boy George, isn't it?
And what group was Boy George a part of?
Ooh, Culture Club.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, wow.
Paul, do you remember my nickname when you and I first met, when I was much larger than I am now?
Well, I think a lot of nicknames we had.
Boy Gorge. That's what Paul used to call me back in the day. You forgot.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot.
All right. We had a lot of nicknames for each other.
Yes, we do. Still do.
Yeah. All right. Snapshot number three.
Oh, one of my favorite groups and a really good guy, Huey Lewis and the News.
Nice. Yes. All right. And just like Mike, we're one away from a grand slam. We're going to go quite a ways back with this one. Here is this morning's bonus.
Oh, could that be taking me back to like the early to mid 70s, a seminal moment in music when a very simple album came out that was connected with James Taylor, was my sister's favorite. I think that's good old Carole King and Tapestry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too late, baby, now it's too late.
Yes, Carole King, and there we have it. A double grand slam for 2 weeks in a row.
Prediction was correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Well
done. Thank you. On behalf of my good pal, Mike Dow, we would like to thank all the little people we stepped on to get where we are today.
And it's funny you said the Carole King Tapestry. I was telling Mike earlier, when I was a little kid and I would look at that 8-track that my mom had, I thought that's what her full name was. Oh, there's Carole King Tapestry. Just if you look at the words, there's no space. I thought that's what her name was.
Yeah, so. Such an interesting album. And wow, just one of the pioneers.
Yeah.
You put her right on the top of the pedestal for songwriting and influencing. She's just awesome.
Yeah. And so are you.
Woohoo! Yeah,
and a big thanks to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday.